Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 8:55 British Summer Time. Today is August 8th. Today was dominated by two rather different pieces of news. The first being, of course, that the US employment rate came in above expectations, and that has given a boost to sovereign bond prices. And we continue to see that there's a high degree of commonality right across the sovereign bond market. So US Treasuries were stronger today by 21 points, and they're back up to just over 128.18. UK gilts were stronger by half a point, as were the Eurobonds, and JGBs were also a bit firmer in here today. So we continue to see that these government bond prices remain very firm. This is certainly not a new move. It is really quite mature at this point, but they remain in relatively consistent advances, and provided that remains the case, we really should give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Certainly nothing has happened to really shake the bulls out of their positions, and there hasn't been probably enough of a rally in competing assets such as equities or commodities or indeed corporate bonds to really initiate a large switch out of sovereign debt. In the other big piece of news today was that Russia has banned exports of wheat. So wheat surged in here today. Soybeans were also a bit stronger, as were was corn. Perhaps not as strong as wheat, but of course wheat really has been the leader, and it is where the focus of the supply deficit and crop concerns are being focused, or well, are located. The rough rice contract surged earlier on in the day, but actually closed down on the day. So that would suggest that maybe it has gone a little bit too far in the short term, and may be liable to pull back. If it has bottomed, it will find support above its low in the region of $10. So that will be one to watch over the coming days and perhaps weeks. Elsewhere in the commodity complex, we saw that gold was a little bit firmer here today, but not by much. In fact, right across stock markets in the USA and in Europe, it was a relatively quiet day, and the industrial metal complex was a pretty similar story. So gold was stronger by a dollar in here today. Oil was softer by 45 cents. Natural gas was softer by 12 cents. So it's really pulling back from that key day reversal we saw last week, and following through on no uncertain terms. So it looks like we're going to see continued ranging in the natural gas complex. But that really is the standout in the energy complex generally, because even though oil was a little bit softer in here today, it really has rallied very impressively over the last couple of weeks. And when we look at the rest of the commodity complex, ranging from uranium to coal to energy commodities, agricultural commodities such as soya oil or sunflower oil, and into the gasoline and heating oil prices, there's a high degree of commonality right across the energy sector. There's a high degree of commonality across the agricultural sector. The industrial metals have rallied really quite impressively, and inflationary pressures are gradually being combated in the Asian region by raising interest rates. Asia had a pretty good day today. Indonesia, in particular, rallied back in no uncertain terms, and today's upward dynamic puts at least a short-term floor under the market. So perhaps we are just going to move into a little bit more of a ranging phase and let some of that overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average unwind itself somewhat a little bit more gradually. But elsewhere in the ASEAN region, we continue to see that there's a lot of relative strength, particularly in markets such as Thailand and the Philippines. And Malaysia and Singapore are both holding reasonably well in the region of the upper side of their ranges. And these are relative strength leaders. We also see that in Latin America, Colombia, having pulled back rather sharply last week, has found support and is pushing on once more. And Chile is becoming really quite overextended compared to its 200-day moving average at this point, but continues to rally very consistently and indeed persistently. And really, the first clear downward dynamic would be needed to check momentum beyond a brief pause in this market. But the fact that we have agricultural commodities, industrial resources, energy resources, all pushing up to or breaking out of bases, pushing onto new high ground in terms of this recovery. And the same thing happening in the government bond markets, where deflationary pressures are being priced in, momentum traders are certainly active, and the inflationary pressures that a persistent move in commodity prices are being completely overlooked by government bond investors. So while these government bond prices remain really quite consistent, it is quite a mature move. And in a number of cases, bonds are at historic lows, particularly in Switzerland and in Germany, where government bond yields have really had a very large move indeed. But elsewhere, the move that we've had in some of these government bond prices is really quite extraordinary. So, yes, it is still consistent, but against a background of higher commodity prices and such a high degree of commonality across just about every sector of the commodity complex, is a warning signal for this deflation that is being priced into these government bonds. Because at a minimum, that if these commodity prices continue to rally, and there's nothing in the chart patterns right now to suggest that they're not going to do that, then that would suggest a more stagflationary environment. And that doesn't sit well with with such remarkably low yields. There's certainly no shortage of supply for these government bonds, and investors appear to be betting that quantitative easing is going to pick up the slack for any loss of demand. But in a stagflationary environment, I question to what extent they will be able to continue to extend these quantitative easing programs. So I would be watching those government bond charts quite closely, because I suspect that before very long we're going to have ample shorting opportunities. Whereas in these, particularly the agricultural commodities, we're now starting to see that investor interest is turning towards fertilizer companies, seed companies, Viterra, which is the old the post merger name for the Saskatchewan wheat pool, is beginning to show signs of activity, having been really quite depressed. Potash, Monsanto, they're all beginning to rally here. So it is suggesting that speculators are quite active in the agricultural sector, and they're beginning to look at these shares, which have been really quite neglected over the last year and 18 months, and are beginning to rally once more. So I may do a review of those fertilizer companies tomorrow. But I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.